1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us is one of our favorite guests, Barry Shamish, who is an investigative reporter, Israeli, who really has been almost forced to leave his country, but then we're fortunate to have him here as we begin looking at what's going on in the Near East and the Middle East, and I'll let Barry pick up the story and tell you what he thinks the important issues are at this time. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, I'm in New York now, so I'm not at home, and I just spoke to a couple of audiences, so I've got a different kind of view of what's going on in America from speaking. Look, pardon me?
Go right ahead.
Look, it's been Tisha B'Av for the last 2 days. That's the Jewish fast, commemorating the fall of the first and second temples. So I've been going to these services because I spoke at a synagogue. I went to their service. Then at the next town I went to, where I am now in Woodmere, New York. Oh, you can come and hear me if you live near Woodmere. 810 Bryant Street, B-R-Y-A-N-T Street in Woodmere, tonight at 8. Well, nonetheless, this is the saddest holiday of the year. It's the loss of the temples, and you mourn them. But and the rabbis give speeches about mourning and tragedy and memory and so forth. But I heard no one give the real speech that this could be the last Tisha B'Av with Israel. And just like, excuse me, I'm sorry, I've got to clear out of a space. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, that was someone vacuuming and ruining the atmosphere entirely.
Okay.
I'm outside where it's worse, because I'm in Long Island, where Kennedy Airport's about 2 miles away.
Well, it's and, not this bad. We don't get too many planes taking off or coming down, but you go right ahead.
All right. Now, what we're dealing with is the saddest holiday maybe in Jewish history, or up there with it, and that is that Israel's going to go. And if that isn't understood at this Tisha B'Av, then the American Jews really know nothing.
Well, don't you think that at least some of the Israeli leaders are saying, you know, we're going to have to strike Syria preemptively, because if we don't, why, of course, they have enough missiles now, sophisticated missiles, they can certainly wipe out all of our major cities and all of our airports, so we won't have any military planes left. Don't you think that some people there are considering a preemptive strike on Syria and perhaps even on Iran?
Well, number one, what you...
Barry, are you there? Well, I don't want to lose Barry at this time, because I really would like to get his impression of what's going on. And this is the way that things seem to be lining up with me. There is no way, under the current circumstances, facing a missile war, not a conventional war, but a missile war, where Israel can simply sit back and wait for Hamas and Hezbollah, both of whom are supplied with sophisticated missiles now, far more so than ever before. And those missiles are primarily manufactured either in Russia or with Russian technology, which, of course, you can be thankful that you paid for, ladies and gentlemen, with your tax money, because, of course, your tax money has been used to develop the technology that has been turned over to both Russia and China so they can have accurate guidance of their missiles, which will be turned on Israel in the near future, which really doesn't make sense. But then, does it really make sense that Bill Clinton would have turned over the information, America's military secrets, on how to guide sophisticated missiles to communist China, and got a couple of $100,000 in campaign contributions and not be charged for treason? It was a treasonous act. Bill Clinton did it. Why did he do it? And it wasn't for a couple of $100,000. Bill Clinton doesn't need a couple of $100,000. He's got tens of millions of dollars. He's been paid for services performed when he was the president. And when you get to out of the presidency, then they give you, you know, $100,000 for a speech here and $100,000 for a speech there. I wish I could just get one of those engagements. Anyway, Barry, you back? Well, I don't know what happened to Barry. I hope we get him back on the line here, because I think it's so important we hear what he has to say. But I think we are approaching the most dangerous time in not only in Israel's history, but in our history, because our fate, I don't know what all that noise is. Our fate is simply bound down with that of Israel. And if Israel goes to war, we're going to be drawn into it, whether we want to or not. But remember the neocons who really controlled our policy, our foreign policy, are in many respects, at least seemingly pro-Israel. I really don't think that they are. I think they want to see Israel destroyed, but they're going to use the pro-Israel mantra so that they can justify what they're doing, and that is plunging America into a war that will destroy our financial system. Barry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
We're not connected.
But
we
can't hear you. Want us to call you back? I'm going to let George have to handle this so we can get you on the line. And George, I hope you're there, and I hope you'll call Barry either on a hard line or soft line and get things straightened out. Otherwise, you're going to hear another monologue from me this morning. But certainly everything is lining up for a major war between the United States and Iran. And, of course, Israel acting as our surrogate there, Iran acting as the surrogate for Russia and China, who have been systematically built up with your tax money as the best enemies money can buy. And we'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. Hey, Barry.
Constitutional moment.
George,
brought
are you there?
Throughout the day through the generosity of
George,
CNC
are you there?
Prototype machine, Boulder, Colorado.
George, are you there?
Insulin, our silent
George,
is a
George,
new book
George,
written by
George.
Scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, our silent killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we read reports out of Israel every day, out of the Near East, and certainly, although you're not hearing about it in your general press, everybody in Israel knows that the war is coming. We get a report about once every week from a missionary we support over there. And she says she was just over in Turkey, and she had to go there to renew her visa. And she said, of course, Turkey is getting ready to invade Kurdistan, which, of course, will destroy the stability, the only part of Iraq that has any stability there. That certainly the situation as far as Israel is preparing for war, Syria is preparing for war. Everybody knows the war is coming, and Barry, do we have you back?
Yes, that was very strange, no?
Well, those gremlins, they don't want you to get your word out. So you pick up the story, and, of course, you were just saying that when you attended this meeting, they had the rabbi spoke against the sadness and mourning of the destruction of the temples, but you're concerned about the coming destruction of Israel. And I was simply asking you, you know, do you think Israel is going to be allowed to carry out a preemptive strike on Syria, which is, of course, the logical thing that they would do at this point, knowing full well that they cannot withstand a full-scale missile attack on Israel itself?
Well, again, I'll repeat what I said before. Do we have an air force that can take out 40,000 buried missiles? It's not like Israel's a superpower anymore. Those days are over. The Arabs have gotten together, and they have threatened Israel in a way that Israel can't easily respond to. So people are talking like it's the olden days, and it's not. And they also don't understand that if they have any chance of winning and Israel surviving, there's a horrible other battle that has to be fought. And the Jews have to take on the Zionist establishment and bring it down. And this is too much for people. They can only take one tragedy at a time. They can't take on two. But the fact remains the Jewish leadership is bringing Israel down step by step. Every one of its policies are to put an end to Israel. And if the Jews care, and they don't, they have to bring it down, put up something better. But they'll never agree on it. It's a very disturbing set of circumstances for anyone who gives a damn. I personally am not going to get this message through in time. That's obvious.
Well, you know what? What you say, I agree with totally. But here in America, we have the same situation. We have traitors who control both of our political parties, and unless they can be exposed, they will destroy this country. So the fate of Israel and the fate of certainly the United States are certainly bound together very closely. And your Zionist establishment and our CFR establishment, and Trilateral Commission, call it what you will, the cabal that controls this country, are bound together, and of course, certainly the Zionists do not support Israel, and the people who control the United States do not support this country. Their goal is to destroy our financial system, to impoverish our people, and both groups, really one in the same, want to bring about this one world government. That's the tragedy, and the average Jew, the average American, has no idea. So, but your job, of course, and I think you've been assigned that, whether you realize it or not, is to keep hammering away at this recurrent theme, because it's true, and that is that the leaders of Israel are betraying Israel. Do you think that they're going to block efforts of a preemptive attack, which I'm sure is what the military strategist would like to do?
Well, if I were them, I'd be out of the country after the first rocket fell. Spoke to a well-known Jewish reporter, Susan Rosenblum, of the Jewish Voice and Opinion in northern New Jersey. I gave her a call to invite her to the lecture tonight in Woodmere, and it's an hour and a half. She says it's too far. 10 years ago, she would have come the hour and a half. Her problem is that she thinks Netanyahu is the perfect replacement, and he'll cure everything. And that's not because she necessarily likes Netanyahu. She likes the ideology. She believes there's still a right wing in Israel, and that he is the head of what was once the Herut party, Menachem Begin's party, and she doesn't understand that it's been killed. There is no Herut in Israel anymore. There is no right in Israel. The entire movement, thanks to Ariel Sharon, who cut a deal way back in 1974 with Kissinger, that he will join his political party, Shlom Zion, with the Herut, form the Likud, and destroy the right from within. And when he left this earth, or most of it anyways, he left behind no rights. He did his job magnificently. And people can't understand this, that there is no one to root for. And every day I meet with new people who have something to root for. Tonight I'm with a family who have financially and spiritually backed Moshe Feiglin. Moshe Feiglin is of the Crooked Likud Party. He is appealing to a very small religious minority, minute, and it's getting smaller every day. And he was the one who began protests with This Is Our Land, Zohar Tseinu, destroyed the protest, told everyone to join the Likud instead of protesting. He's got tons to answer for. He's a disaster. But that's the house I'm in tonight. And we just watch these Jews hoping that their candidate will save the system, and they just don't understand. There is no right-wing opposition, even if they wanted one. It doesn't matter, even if Netanyahu, well, he's already been elected prime minister in his very short term. Within 2 days, he was hugging Arafat. Within 10, he was pulling out of Hebron. There was a lot of dirty business around him. There is no honest right wing. Even if there was a right wing, it's not right wing. Netanyahu is all tied up with the CFR, has been ever since he was a student in Boston when he was 24 years old. And I've written all the history of this. If you want to go look at my books, they're at lulu.com, lulu.com. Or visit barrychamish.com and look around. You're better off with the books. But neither here nor there. Everyone I'm staying with has a different program. I was with Pro Kahanis one night and Pro Feiglin's the next night. And one night was an amazing left-wing group opposed to the 9/11 government cover-up. So every night's different. I change my speech every night. But the message is still clear. Israel is now in its mortal death throes. And again, the missile war, whenever it happens, is not going to be a normal war. That country is going to be in utter chaos from the beginning. One day they won't be at war, the next day they'll be in rubble. And this I have to explain to people, that this is what the Arabs are planning for Israel. They've got the power to do it, because the Israeli establishment is determined that the country goes down the drain. Well, and that's some message, and a lot of people don't like it.
Well, it's so difficult for people, Israelis, you know, traditionally very patriotic, to believe that's happening. But we can see the same thing happening here in America. I mean, ordinarily we have the Republican Party, which was anti-war, and yet if you listen to our current Republican candidates for the presidency, every one of them is pro-war, with the exception of Ron Paul. Well, here is the opposition to those crazy left-wing Democrats. At least they tell us the Democrats are crazy left-wing liberals, and yet look at the Republicans. They're doing, I mean, they're the biggest spenders, pro-big government. I mean, people don't understand, just as in Israel, they have one political party. So here in the United States, we have one political party with two branches. But it's all showbiz. It is to deceive the American people. And what's really so tragic is, I believe that when the war comes for Israel, it is going to draw America in. And, of course, it is going to lead to the same sort of chaos in this country simply overnight. I believe it's going to come, and America is going to change dramatically. But your concern is Israel. My concern is Israel as well. And I think that this thing is drawing to a climax, you know, with a matter really of months, don't you?
It's building up. Israel itself is now just a police state. The police are now just thugs. And just this week, there was a demonstration. And by the way, you are supposed to be able to demonstrate. But nonetheless, a place called Chomish, one of the Sumerian towns abandoned in 2 years ago. Nonetheless, what happened was the police attacked. They didn't have ID tags. They started clubbing the demonstrators. One is in hospital, still unconscious. Many dozens of others have suffered serious wounds. This supposedly from Jews. Supposedly their police are doing this to them. And these are people who are just going to go home to their families. That's their major concern in life. They just don't want Israel to go down the drain. Now, there's a demonstration in New York this week because a rabbi in Beit Shemesh, I believe his name was Kleinman, but I can look at it. It's not that important. Nonetheless, about 3,000 Haredim of one sect or another, I hope it's not the Turikarta, are demonstrating because their rabbi was taken into custody, and he was told by his investigating officer, I'll show you who can beat up a Jew. They actually used those words, I'll show you who can beat up a Jew. They were shocked. These Haredim were shocked that this is happening, that the Jews have sunk this low, that they can't be Jews, the police, and they're not. This is something I explained in my book, Bye Bye Gaza, that these soldiers brought here to clean up the settlers, are largely, non-Jewish, including Muslims from Turkey. The Israeli police is now a mercenary force. It's the end of Rome. They're using the mercenaries to beat up the people. And the mercenaries, of course, are not all that dependable, but they do beat up religious people. That's what's going on in Israel right now. And there's nowhere to turn. The police win every court case, no matter how blatant, no matter how filmed. The police win every court case. That's the way the system is now. There's no police and there's no justice in Israel. And if you live there and you're religious, ask someone. You know, ask someone religious who lives in Israel if they can expect justice from the police or the court system. And now you have a real surreal problem in Israel, that it has become a banana republic, that it's no longer a democracy, if it ever was. I mean, that's an iffy story, but Begin did become elected when there was some sort of democracy. Today, you don't have a democracy. You have a police state, and people are getting hurt, and people are dying. Meanwhile, the Arabs have got the place surrounded, and for the next spark that causes the war, Israel's going to take a first blow it has never taken before, and I don't know if it can handle that first blow. You're talking about 10,000 rockets in one day. I don't think the country can handle it. I think that's the end of Israel. And that's what we have to look for, this Tisha B'Av.
But you see, most people really don't understand that. Most people really aren't even hearing about what's going on over there. We're living in a fool's paradise. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamus here at the American Peace Network.
Be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing, Medicaid, and Medicare available.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamus. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to get out your website and how people can get more information about what you're doing.
Well, you can also invite me to speak through the website, which is www.barrychamish.com, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And I've been giving... my books are available at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Write my name in where it says search and you'll find my books. Bye Bye Gaza is the newest book and you can only get it through Lulu, so there it is. Now, I was at a lecture yesterday, a very long-winded rabbi, very long-winded, by the way, but the gist of his speech was that... the Jews don't have the Beit Mikdash, the temple rebuilt in Jerusalem, because no one is taking responsibility for rebuilding a Beit Mikdash. His claim was that if we had 12 good people who really want to rebuild it, it would be rebuilt. I doubt that, but nonetheless, I can see some argument in that. In the night before at the JDL synagogue, the rabbi's sermon was there is no room for two peoples on one land. So he still believes in the stuff that you can have a transfer, that Israel is so strong it can actually transfer Arabs out of the land. And those days have been broken. Kahana's been broken. The whole movement's been broken. So here I am hearing it, and so what? There's 12 old men in the synagogue. No one is taking it seriously anymore. It's a shame in a way, because I think Kahana started off with a good heart, but things happened since that time. And then I'm saying to myself, I'm hearing two rabbis, it's Tisha B'Av. None of them mentioned that Israel is in mortal danger. One thinks he can transfer Arabs out of there, like that's the number one issue right now, like it was 20 years ago. And the other just is talking about rebuilding the Holy Temple. I said, these guys are nuts. They don't understand that Judaism, their very religion, is about to be wiped out. They don't see the danger. And they're talking from a million miles past, and the arguments mean nothing in anybody's real life, and yet Israel is being set up to die. And I just couldn't. I mean, I made a couple of quick notes about responsibility and the Israelis, the people who are in mortal danger, and I'm not saying that lightly. These are people who I count as my best friends and my only family. It's a horrible thing I'm saying, but nonetheless, the Israelis won't take responsibility for anything. I mean, for anything right now. They're going to let their country go. I just remembered a couple of examples, and I'm going to throw them out, whether they're that relevant or not. I'm talking about we had a chance to get these labor Zionists out of power when the Rabin assassination was catching fire with the public, and we were going to close in on Shimon Peres and put him to trial, and it was everybody's responsibility, anyone who knew something, it was their responsibility to join in. But the opposite happened. They ran away. Now, two examples. I was interviewing someone about the hospital. I forget who it was, but nonetheless, I was told the head nurse there that night, her name was Zinger, and I said, Zinger, my attorney's name is Svi Zinger, and he said, yeah, it's his sister. So I could get in touch through my attorney with a head nurse who I've never seen written down. She was a main nurse at least, and I phoned him up and I
said, she was the nurse when Rabin was taken to the hospital, is that it?
When they killed him in the hospital.
Right, okay.
And I said, Svi, I want to talk to your sister. I understand she was at Ichilov the night Rabin was murdered, and he just went crazy. He said, that's not true, it's a lie, I don't have a sister, I don't know anyone, just don't do this ever again, don't call me back. He just went crazy. And that was the end of one witness. The next witness was extremely important, and his father is really a tzaddik. He's a very, very wise man. It's Jay Bushinsky. He works for NBC, or he did my time. He did a little documentary on me for NBC. Anyways, his son, who ended up Netanyahu's spokesman, I want you to know, nonetheless was a journalist for the Voice of Israel, and he snuck into the hospital. They have closets where the heating and the air conditioning and whatever else passes through, pipe closets in every Israeli building, and he hid in one of the pipe closets and just watched the evening take place. He saw things, and I found out about this incidentally through his father. And on the 10th anniversary, I finally advertised his name. People phoned him up. He admitted he was there, but he refused to say anything. Now, we're talking about responsibility for building a new Beit Mikdash, a Holy of Holies. And we're talking about responsibility for throwing out Arabs. everybody's talking responsibility. Nobody's taking any responsibility for Israel. That's the real problem.
Well, so often it's easier just to do nothing and go along and hope that you're not going to get into trouble. It's sort of the old idea of feeding all of your friends to the alligator, hoping he's not going to eat you. But he's going to sooner or later when there are no more friends to feed. So, you know, I think that people have to understand that, yes, sometimes we do have to take a stand. I do what I do because I believe God's protecting me and I'm supposed to be doing it. And whether you believe that or not, Barry, I believe God has put you in the position you are to sound the alarm.
Well, I'll tell you, that alarm is being sounded in my world loud and clear. I don't see why people really can be the way they are. There should be massive demonstrations for Israel, and not the Israel that of the newspapers, or not the Israel of the Sabbateans. Look, this week the Sabbatean Jews did something ghastly, and I won't explain Sabbatean now. It's just the Jewish establishment in Israel, the Zionist establishment. Yad Vashem is the Holocaust memorial to the Holocaust. The labor Zionism had a laced finger inside of, and that finger was Rudolf Kastner. Rudolf Kastner was drummed out of, well, he was murdered. In my book, Save Israel, a witness to the murder, he ran the lab at Hadassah Hospital, told me how it was done. That's another little exclusive, but neither here nor there. He was the Jewish agency's ambassador to Adolf Eichmann, and supposedly he flew to Hungary to convince Eichmann to free the Jews. We found out later it's not true because of a journalist named Malchiel Greenwald, who wrote an expose that Kastner was working with Eichmann, and that the Jewish agency were actually collaborators with the Nazis.
We'll be right back in just a moment with Barry.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
American Freedom Network, and Barry was just talking about the Jewish agency and what people must understand, and I think a very important part of Barry's message is that there is, within Judaism, just as there is here, in the United States, a group that pretends to be Jewish but already are not. They have a different agenda. And, of course, they were working with Adolf Hitler. They wanted the Holocaust, and because they wanted, of course, to create a situation that would force Jews after the Second World War to go to Israel. That's what it was all about. And they figured if they could get enough of them killed and disillusioned, that they'd be willing to pick up and leave their homeland, wherever it was in Europe, and the comfort of Europe, to go to become settlers in Israel. They had a dream of what they were going to do there. And so this fellow, was his name, what, Kessler, who was working?
No, it was Kastner, but believe me, that's not what they were selling. They were not selling repression to go to Israel. They were selling killing the Jews so they could be the new seed stock of the Judaism they believed in, which saw a Messiah, two Messiahs, Jacob Frank and Shabtai Tzvi. They were not trying to get people to Israel. If they were, Kastner would have said yes to Eichmann, and he would have had 800,000 Jews in Israel. That was not the idea here. But the key to the issue now is that Yad Vashem, the Holocaust memorial in Jerusalem, is cleaning up Kastner's name. They now have announced a campaign to make him a righteous savior of Jews. Now, he was far from a righteous savior. He was a mass murderer of Jews who worked with Eichmann, and Yad Vashem, for some reason, is cleaning up his name. Now, that means that these Sabbateans are just going wild right now. It's not just beating up the Jews. It's not just the police that are clubbing them, and it's not that. It's more than that. They're actually attacking the Holocaust myth that they were responsible in some way for it. They're going to clean up Kastner. That's the latest campaign. And if all goes well, they're going to get their way for some reason. The country will soon have a new view of Kastner.
And, of course, he then was one of the architects then of the Holocaust, going right along with
Eichmann. Certainly the architect of the mass murder of the Hungarian Jews. He was the one who turned down Eichmann's offer to send all the Jews to Palestine. He said every one of them, he'll stop the Holocaust for 700 trucks. That message was delivered to Chaim Weizmann by one Rabbi Yoel Brand. Brand was arrested. This was in Aleppo, Syria. The man who tried to save 800,000 Jews was arrested by Chaim Weizmann, and it was Moshe Sharet who had him arrested, the second prime minister of Israel. Moshe Sharet had him arrested for trying to save 800,000 people with 700 trucks, none of them military trucks. Eichmann wanted to get his loot out of Hungary, and the Jews couldn't buy 700 trucks. The Jewish agency was trying to wipe out European Jewry and trying to start a new world Jewry in Eretz Israel based of their chosen seed stock.
Okay, I'd never heard that exact explanation before.
That's what was going on. This was the rebuilding of the Sabbatean nation. Mm-hmm. This has been my message for a little while. That's my book, Shabtai Tzvi Lever Zionism, The Holocaust. I suggest you read it because it's now coming down hard. If they don't get their Sabbatean nation, they will bring down Israel. That is how, and they'll be well taken care of, the upper crust. They won't lose by another Holocaust. Many people gain by it.
Well, I think what lies ahead for Israel is so difficult for the average American to fathom, that Israel could go into this war and could very well lose this war. This is, and especially with the Christians here in this country, who, God loves them, I certainly sympathize with them, but they do not understand the machinations of what we are up against and what they are up against. And they are simply being misled, as most Americans are being misled, but they're being misled by the Christian leaders, the John Hagees of this world.
Well, what you've got in America, which we do share in Israel, is something the Christians used to be very worried about. And there's a reason for it, and that's the fact That's Masonic fact. Now, I don't harp on this, but I had a conversation in New York with an Israeli who sought me out, and he said, look, I'm in New York because it got a little stupid. I grew up in Herzliya Pitul, and as I grew up, my friends became Masons. And he said, he asked them, he said, why are you all becoming Masons? And they said, we don't talk about it to non-Masons. That's none of your business. And he got very paranoid from people he grew up with. He said there's a, Herzliya Pitul is where the establishment, live and work. It's one of their, three or four, main towns. He said, you know, this, Israel is really, really guided by Freemasonry and the people don't know it. And, my friends started becoming it and I didn't like it and I got out of there. There are weird stories of Israelis in America you won't believe. Not all of them, are just, looking for a fast buck. Some of them are actually, escaping Israel. Now this is what I was gonna mention, in my original speech. The son of Rabbi Uzi Meshulam, who was made a vegetable in prison for trying to expose the Yemenite children, he lives in the kidnapping of the Yemenite children. In Hebrew, it's just called Yaldei Teman, the Yemenite children, because everyone knows they were kidnapped. But nonetheless, his son lives in Ontario, and he said the Shabak made my life so miserable, they told me I'd better get out for my own good. I had people with the Rabin assassination who knew too much, and I spoke to them, one in Los Angeles and one in Dayton, Ohio. There are people in America who are just escaping, getting too close to the truth in Israel. Wait, I think I'm one.
Okay, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
You got it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home. And Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Back here, and I hope you enjoy my conversation with Barry. And I'll have to admit, I learn something from him each time we talk, and it's always a fascinating experience. We live in dangerous times. I mean, certainly, from man's point of view, There is no way Israel can survive what lies ahead. And I'm talking about, within a matter of months, not within a matter of years. Will God intervene? Well, only God knows that. But if you believe, as I do, that God does rule in the affairs of men, and many times things don't turn out as we anticipate, it's going to be fascinating what we're about to witness. And I hope it will, of course, be something that will begin to draw people back to God, because certainly many, many people have strayed away. Many, many people have been turned off by some of our religious leaders who are preaching doctrine rather than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, these are exciting times to know the Lord, and if you do not have a personal relationship with our Lord, I suggest you get down on your knees and ask him to take over your life, because that's all that's really going to sustain many of us in the difficult times that lie ahead, because difficult times do lie ahead. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the background of Masonry that Barry was talking about, and of course the labor Zionists that he talks about fit into this whole scheme of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they are related to the Sabbateans, which, and you can look it up. Sabbati lived in the 1600s. He was a very real individual who, of course, has an entire following within Judaism that has nothing to do with the Jewish religion, for they worship a different God. And that's what you have to understand. You need to hear my talk, Forbidden Secret, which will take you back to the Tower of Babel and how that has, of course, been reformed in Strasbourg today, where there is a building built as a replica of the Tower of Babel, where the European Union of bureaucracy meets, and where the European Parliament meets from time to time. Why would they design a building after the incomplete Tower of Babel? Because that's what it's all about. Just as Nimrod wanted to unite the world, so the secret cabal that controls America and Israel and so much of the world wants to unite the world into a one-world government, a one-world religion, destroying Christianity and bringing about this new world religion. And, of course, basically, Barry is concerned about the destruction of Israel. Well, I'm concerned about it as well. But I've read the plan, and you can read my February newsletter. It's posted at RadioLiberty.com. And we tell you what Alice Bailey, who is a Luciferian, who is in contact with a supernatural element that guides the earth. Her writings were channeled to her by a demonic spirit named Joachim. And there you'll read what Joachim told Alice Bailey, or told the world through Alice, and that is, there's to be a great war where the Jews will be destroyed, but so will the Christians and will be the Muslims. That's what it's all about, and that's what I fear is coming. It's the plan. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like an emergency food catalog, health catalog, you need to get my Forbidden Secret talk to the syllabus, Brotherhood of Darkness, and my talk I gave there, and if you'd like a copy of the talk I gave in Colorado, it's available. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm Hope Duggar. Democratic Senator John Kerry is accusing President Bush of trying to scare the American people into believing that al-Qaeda is a reason for continuing the war in Iraq. Appearing at Charleston Air Force Base, Bush said al-Qaeda's growing presence in Iraq is a direct threat to the U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez faced 4 hours of grilling from skeptical lawmakers from both parties about prosecutor firings. They accused him of being deceitful. Gonzalez offered a number of apologies and promised to repair the Justice Department. A U-turn by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, it now says it's reviewing its decision to continue donating and selling travel trailers to